Blog Talk Radio.
There is only one mother, and she gives herself freely. So give thanks to her. Give thanks to her. And when you have completed your visit with our mother, leave no trace. Leave no trace.
Greater Good Ministries Book and Gift Shop is now open for business, featuring metaphysical and uplifting books from your favorite authors, such as Doreen Virtue, Wayne Dyer, Michael Edward Owens. We've added handcrafted one-of-a-kind jewelry, pendants, earrings, and bracelets, and now have an exclusive selection of crystals, rocks, and stones for your metaphysical toolbox. Take a look at our hand-dug Arkansas crystals, imported Brazilian crystals, Tibetan crystals, and Reiki healing stones. All of our rocks, crystals, and stones have been Reiki-infused, blessed, and cleared, ready for use. You can reserve your copy of Crystal Healing 2012 and Beyond, Reverend B's new book, A Comprehensive Guide of Rocks, Crystals, and Stones for the New Age. Visit ggmradio.com. and click Bookshop in the menu bar. That's ggmradio.com.
Thank you.
Thank you. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Messages of Light. I'm your host, Amanda Dowell. Every Monday at 11 a.m. Central Standard Time, we had some technical difficulty this morning, but we're back on track and we're live, and we got through some of the plays that we did here, which was Bethany Caudill singing No Shoes Blues. Then you heard Blue Suede Shoes. Bethany Caudill went up to her recording studio and did some covers, and you heard that. You can actually get a CD by just messaging me over at Facebook, Amanda Dowell with one L. That's also how you can get in touch with me for readings as well, or you can email me at starwaya@hotmail.com. My guest today is really cool. She's going to talk to us from St. Louis, Missouri, and she is a psychic advisor, and her page is Into the Mystic, intothemystic.net. And her name is Missy Nichols. We're going to get to her in just a minute. Also, you heard Orville Bird, which Reverend B, who helped me this morning with setting up some technical stuff, she's met him in person. He's talking about honoring our land and our earth. And then you heard about Reverend B's lovely book, The Crystal Book, which is an amazing, cool book that you can check out. Our call-in number today is 347-237-5339. And again, my guest is Missy Nichols, and you can check out her page at Into the Mystic, mystic.net. She's got a phone number up here, 314-517-5661. You should check it out. It's got a really cool, mystical-looking eye on it. And a little bit about Missy. She, as far back as she could remember, used to receive, and she received and could read the vibrations of both physical and spiritual realms. So she began kind of closing herself off from it, and then later on she kind of got back into it. So in her spirituality, she honors both her European and Native American descents, and she's eternally grateful for all the gifts and ancestors and background that she has. And in her intuitive readings, she brings information that can empower and help you heal. And I've been hearing about some things that she's been doing in St. Louis with healing and working with readings and things like that. I know at Expo, she's always been just so spot on and very direct in everything that she does. And she is an awesome reader. So with that, I'm going to bring her live, and she's going to tell us a little bit more about everything. Welcome to the show, Missy. How are you?
Hey, how are you? I'm wonderful.
I'm great. I'm great. Now that we're actually on the air, we had a little bit of some technical issues today, so I had to call my producer and find out what was going on, and she helped us to get back on the radio, which was awesome. So I'm actually happy that I can host you and have you on today, because it's a really magical day today from all the numbers.
It really is. It really is. And even the card that I drew today for the Oracle card of the day was a number one. So that
was
pretty awesome.
Oh, isn't that amazing that the Oracle card number one actually showed up? That's pretty cool.
Yeah. I thought it was awesome. It was a tree of life. So it had a great message, you know, a great message through the numbers as well. So they can check that out on Missy Nichols at Facebook. And, or you know, I think there may be a link to it on the Into the Mystic one as well.
Okay, well, that's cool. That's pretty neat. The Tree of Life, the number one. And, of course, you know, we were planning on having an 11 o'clock show, but we can talk until the timer runs out, which we've got some time, and we can take some callers. I'm sure they'll have questions later, but we can go on and talk about our topic today first.
Okay, all right. We can talk about whatever you want to talk about. What have you been up to?
Oh, I have been up to all kinds of things, just running around, having fun with this magical day, and, you know, just enjoying everything about it. It seems like there's always something to just have fun and do every day.
Yeah, there's a lot of great energy today. I actually was outside, and a woodpecker came to see me, which you know is my Native American zodiac sign, and it's also one of my totems. So it was a great message this morning. So if people pay attention, they will notice all kinds of messages coming in from their angels and the other side, and they just need to kind of calm their energy down and pay attention to what's going on around them.
That's right. You can find all sorts of messages in animals or how the weather is or how, you know, certain people are acting. You can feel out that energy. It's really fun when you pay attention to a lot of the things that are going on around you.
Well, yeah, because you understand that that energy isn't yours a lot of the times that you're feeling, too. Sometimes if you're feeling
Absolutely.
Negative energy, it's something else. So you can kind of start picking up on that. I think once you start picking up on the good, you can start understanding why the bad's there sometimes, too, because you're more tuned into feeling good. So whenever the bad comes
true.
In, you pay attention to it.
And you can acknowledge it and say, what am I feeling and why am I feeling that? And more importantly, is this mine?
Right. And, you know, I think we touched on that last time about, you know, being in a room and feeling happy and then all of a sudden feeling sad or mad or and really paying attention to that, because so many of us don't. We just kind of follow those emotions, and sometimes they're not ours. And a lot of people don't even understand that they're empathic and they feel other people's feelings, so they just take them on as their own.
That's very true. And when you take them on as your own, that's not good.
No, you carry them. You carry them with you. And some people don't understand also how to ground that energy. So you're carrying that every day, so think of it like another person, another weight that you're carrying.
Exactly. That's so true.
You can use stones and stuff, though, to protect yourself from that if people are interested. You know, a great stone for that is to keep negativity and step away from you is mahogany obsidian, because it doesn't allow that energy to come to you. But it also deflects the energy, but it sends it back to the person, not to anybody else in the room. So it's just
That's
directly.
That's why I love that stone so much.
I do. It's a beautiful stone. And you know, it's great for your root chakra, too, because it's, you know, it's the red and the black. So it'll help
yeah.
keep you grounded and, you know, kind of keep those negative energies away. And, you know, you can put those, like, on each side of your door at your house, you know, to keep negative energy
yes.
from entering. You know, make sure that you're cleansing them and, you know, charging them and telling them, you know, what you want them to do, and then stick them on each side of your door. I would cleanse them in the moonlight every month, but that's just me because that's my sign. So you could put
that's
them in
cool.
the sun as well.
That's
just a
awesome.
Little, I carry one on me all the time.
I have a point, and just yesterday I was out this week and I went over to Nixa, Missouri. They have a little tea room / you know, they sort of have herbs and stones. It's just a little tiny store over in Nixa. Yeah, we're gonna have to go sometime. It's really neat. I went in there and they have stones in there too, and they have pendulums. But what was really fun was I was looking at these beautiful stone hearts over at this Caterpillar tea room. It's so cute. She calls it the Caterpillar, and it's got plant
yeah.
stuff in it. It's got frankincense. It's got sage spray. They have a tea of the day, and they've got all sorts of soaps, organic and natural stuff. The lady that owns it is an organic farmer. So if
awesome.
You're looking for a good place to go over and Nix that, it's fun. But I was looking at her crystal hearts, and she had a mahogany obsidian crystal heart.
Ooh.
So I had to grab it because she had one of those over there. And she has different kinds, like moonakite and unakite, and she has some amethyst and rose quartz, and she had a jade and all kinds of different stones, even adventuring. But I just had to have that mahogany obsidian. I saw that and I went, yeah, there's that red and black. I got to have it. I want it. So
That's
I grabbed
so funny.
It. But
I just got a red and black heart as well. Mine is like red jasper with hematite running through it, and a little bit of
wow.
like a yeah. It's really cool. So you know, you've seen people do skull magic, correct? You know, whenever they're
yes,
using the stone skulls. You know, I really like using the hearts like that as well. You can use them in the same way, you know, but like with loving energy and send it out, you know, kind of in your own way. How you're using them, but, you know, use it kind of on that kind of the same basis.
Yeah.
So use love magic.
Well, I have about four of them now. I had to get the mahogany obsidian, and then I got the jade, and then I got adventuring, and then I got another one too, and I'm planning on getting a rose quartz. But it was just so funny. When I saw that mahogany obsidian, I thought of you.
Yeah, you know, I love that stone. It's one of my favorites. It is that and angelite. I like to use them together. because when you call in the angels with it, it's very powerful. So, you know, and, you know, of course, throwing like a crystal quartz in there kind of amps it up. You know, I love those.
Oh, I love the crystal quartz, too. And they had a whole jar full of those in that store. And then they had jade and citrine and all sorts of other things in there. And I thought, you know what, Missy would love it in here.
I would. Hey, have you? Hey, Amanda, have you ever held a spirit quartz?
The spirit quartz, is that kind of the really shimmery? I think I have one. I'm pretty sure
like
I have
purple.
One.
It's like
yes,
purple.
Yes, I have
quartz.
One.
Oh my gosh,
yeah,
those
I have
are amazing.
One.
Kirsten brought one into the shop, and you know I put it on my third eye, of course, because you know I put them all there. But it was amazing. I mean, just it was beautiful. It's one of the most beautiful stones I think I've ever held.
That's awesome. I love those. And I actually do have one, too. It called to me it's been a few years ago. I've had it for a long time. It called to me right away when I was in one of the stores and they had some. I had to get some because the stone would not leave me alone. It was just so funny. I couldn't walk away without getting it.
Right. They're amazing. I'm on the hunt. I'm on the hunt for one. So I haven't found mine yet, but I will. It was calling to me. It just clears your energy so quickly.
It does.
Especially when
it's
it
very fast. It's very
it's
fast.
It's a very fast
clearing
walk.
Stone.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's amazing. And you know, try using your heart stones on your chakras. I find that to be really powerful too. Yeah,
I will,
you know,
and probably when Marilyn comes over for her healing, I'll put some on her, too, since I have some stone cards.
Yeah,
Marilyn. She comes over and gets healings a lot, so now I have something really new to try on her, and I'll probably do it with Bethany, too, but that's something to, you know, work with both of them, because these hearts are amazing energy. But I'll tell you, where you would go to look for the spirit quartz is probably going to be Mystic Valley, because they have it in the corner, and that's one of the places I know that carries it. And that's
right.
Where I got mine a few years ago. It's been quite some time ago, and that stone has really served me well.
Well, you know, I've been in there quite a few times, but it's never called me from in there, so I'm thinking I keep feeling like I'm going to find it somewhere on an adventure.
Yeah. Well, that's me, too. Yeah. I go to just different stores and whatever calls me, you know, wherever, that's usually where I go. But I find it very funny that, you know, I'm up here in Nixa looking for, you know, those crystals. They may even have it at the bigger store, a Spirit Quartz. I'll check it out. They have a store in Springfield. And
right.
I'll call them up and ask them if they have Spirit Quartz, because I have a feeling they might, and I'll just do some investigating myself. But, you know, you and I just have fun stone shopping.
Yeah, oh, definitely. And, you know, it is a fun stone. And, you know, for healers, I think it's a great stone for us, because so many times, no matter how often we try to dump the things that, you know, we pick up from other people, grounding, you know, cleansing, all of that, sometimes, you know, you just need something that's going to be able to wipe the slate clean very quickly. So you're not doing a lot of work. And
well,
I feel
especially
like that
if you're doing reading after reading after reading, you know,
right.
That's something I'm going to bring to our next psychic fair that we do, either in May or June. I don't know when Kathy Hughes is going to have it again. She was talking about May. I'll bring my spirit quartz and we can clean each other's auras as we're doing readings, because we'll probably need it.
Awesome.
We'll be booked up.
Yeah, it was crazy last time, but it was great crazy. It was great crazy. That's a great fair, the Soul Esteem Center. It's a great fair. St. Louis, what do they call it?
It's a very fun fair.
Yeah. It is. It's very, I love the energy there. It's always very clean and very welcoming, and, you know, everybody gets along, and you can really tell, and there's, you know, it's a good energy. It's a good
fair. They have kind energy there. They're very open and welcoming to you. The building's very nice. The people that run it are very nice. The whole thing is just very suitable for us, and all the vendors and people that are there are quite amazing, so we have a fun time.
Right. The day goes quickly. I never get out of the chair.
No, I don't either, except maybe once, but very rarely.
Right. Yeah, you have to kind of schedule in that Zoom break, and I always forget. So, yeah.
I usually do, so I don't get out of the chair.
Yeah, no. No, we're just kind of like locked down. But it's okay. I enjoy it. It's wonderful. I'm not complaining.
Yeah. Lockdown. You got Bethany's calling in. She's giggling at the fact that we're on lockdown when we're in there. She's getting a kick out of that.
I was in the corner last time. Remember, I had my corner spot. You know, I love the corner. So I was in the corner, you know, with my little light going. I think I even had Halloween up or something. It was crazy. It was fun.
You did. It was very fun. I liked all the props and things you had in there. It was very cool. You had a great outfit on. You had a great, your sign was good. You just really set up well for each expo that you do. It's very exciting and very cool. I really like it. And I enjoy seeing you there. You know, I think we're kind of like a great family support for each other. And I love the people that, you know, come along with us, like when Marilyn shows up or when Bethany's there with her music, you know, it just adds to it. And then all the other, you know, nice vendors that show up that are there, you know, just Kathy and, you know, anybody that shows up there, it's just really fun. So I heard you've been doing some really cool stuff at Karmic. What are you up to over there? I heard you had a healing class.
Karmic's amazing. I just finished my master's in Reiki. I think that,
awesome.
You know, the days went crazy. So I think that was last Saturday, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Seems forever ago. And then, you know, I'm opening the healing sessions in at Karmic. And I haven't put out the information, but that'll come out next week. And so I'll be doing healings and readings there on Wednesday and Thursday. And
that's fun. That's good.
It's going to be great. You know, my healing is more of an internal rhythm balancing. So they'll get a lot of different techniques that are put within there. And, you know, it's just getting all the words together to explain exactly what it is. You know, it's easier just to do it than to try to put it into writing. And we all know this as healers. It's like, okay, how do I explain that really? But, you know, it's going to be great. I'm really excited. And the room is all set up. And I have reading classes on Sunday. I think they still have a spot left for that. And there's reading level 1 and 2. So it kicks off on Sunday. It's a 3-hour class from 1 to 4. And then the following class for level 2 is February 21st. And that's on a Sunday,
nice.
Too. It's from 1 to 4. Yeah, so that's what we got going right now. And, you know, we have the spiritual spa going there where you can, it's like a, you know, if you want to have a party, you can come in and you can pick what services you want. So if you want a tarot reading or an oracle reading or a Reiki healing or a moon card reading or a mini astrology reading or, you know, an herbal tea class or, you know, if you want people to come in and talk about what they do, you can have that too. So there's all kinds of different combinations that you can do with that. You can contact Karmic Corner of that and also hop on their website at www.karmiccorner.com and they'll have everything on there. So that's kind of a neat thing. You just have to bring your appetizers and whatever you want to drink, and then everything else is set up there for you. So you can pick
nice.
People to come in. All other people are getting readings and are, you know, getting charts or whatever done. And then you can have speakers there telling you about maybe something that you didn't pick that time that you're interested in, and you can learn a little bit more about it. So it's kind of a nice
Very
package
cool.
to do for like a girls' night out, friends' night out, or just a meetup with a whole bunch of people. It's fun.
That sounds really exciting and really fun. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's a great, you know, I mean, there's a lot of stuff happening at Karmic now, you know, and a lot of things are, like, shifting. And, you know, we've got Nikki there, which is amazing. I just took a class with her. There's classes on astrology all the time. I just took a class with her on Saturday. It was great, all about mm-hmm. the new year, what to look for in the new year, all the little walkways that we're going through because it's an amazing year. I think she said there's 6 super moons this year.
There are.
And then, you know,
there are 6 super moons. It'll be fun.
Yeah, so, I mean, there's all this great energy coming into, you know, I call it Sweet 16. And, you know, there's all this great stuff. We, you know, we entered the year, Nikki had said, you know, we entered this year, which is a 9, and we entered it, our first day was an 11. Those are just mm-hmm. powerful numbers right there. And if we can work with that energy, and if people get the information, like I love to go and have her do charts and stuff so I can see where I'm going or I have to see what's happening right now. Because if you can use the astrology part of it, it makes figuring out what's happening a lot easier, at least for me.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what usually astrology does. I have a good friend that does astrology too, but she sounds like she's really cool also.
Yeah, it's really awesome that, you know, you can go there and you can figure out some of the answers, because we get so far in our heads a lot of times that we just need some concrete proof in front of us and in the stars. So how can you argue with that?
Absolutely, because it's just spot on usually. You can look through it and see the map out and how it, you know, vibes with what you're doing, or it, you know, resonates, and you say, yeah, I know about that, or, oh, that makes sense.
Well, yeah, and, you know, we had just done a family healing at the shop on Saturday and with some friends of mine, and, you know, we had a lady that was getting ready for surgery and stuff, and I had asked them to come in with me, which was so wonderful. You know, I work with such a great group of healers that, you know, this is important to me, and they came in and gave their energy and, you know, helped with this healing because it was important to me. And that's, you know, that's always wonderful that you have a group of people that are like that, that, you know, and if they need it, they can ask you, and you all network together, because that's really what we're here for. You know,
awesome.
Money's nice whenever you're making it, but, you know, whenever you are doing it from your heart, it's nice to have those people that gather with you. So, and they were a major help. And get with the main thing I was telling you about that was, you were just talking about, I get off into my friends and how wonderful they are. You were talking about healing. I lost it. See, this is how it goes.
That's just how it goes. That's fun.
We're gonna take a commercial
break, and then when we come back, awesome, we can take some callers. How does that sound? Are you ready for that?
Sounds great. I think I'm ready for that.
All right. We'll take a real quick break, and we'll be right back. You're listening to WGGM Radio. My guest is Missy Nichols. She's really cool. You can check out her page, intothemystic.net. That's mystick.net. Check it out. Call-in number for today to get a one-question reading is 347-237-5339, or message me in the chat room. And we will be right back after this commercial break. See you in just a minute.
Let me try.
Okay, just remember what I showed you.
Yep, there was a bunny who had one big ear and another big ear. They looped-a-looped, made a bow, and the bunny hopped away. I did it!
Oh, good job, kiddo. Now let's tie your other shoe.
The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
So I'm a cat, and I just moved in with this new human, and she's got this little toy she's always playing with all day long. Tap, 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 bloop, bloop. She can't put it down. There it is. Oh, and get this. She even talks to it. Last week, she asked it for Chinese. And guess what? Egg rolls showed up. Like magic. Humans have cool toys.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
The years that go wandering once again, back to the seasons of my youth. I recall a box of rags from home day birth, and how my mama put the rags to use. There were rags of many colors, every piece was small, and I didn't have a coat, and it was wet out. Mom sewed the rags together, sewing every piece with love. She made my coat of many colors. I was so proud of. As she sewed, she told the story from the Bible she had read about a coat of many colors, just for an angel's bed. Perhaps this coat will bring
Messages of Light with Amanda Dowell on Greater Good Ministries Radio. And now, back to Amanda.
Okay, we're back on this lovely program, WGGM Radio. I'd like to send a special shout out to Reverend B and thank her again for helping me this morning to get things back on track. I'm really grateful. I know you're just so excited that Missy is on today, Reverend B, and I'm excited also. And I also want to send a shout out to Deanna there in the chat room, Fountainhead. I really appreciate you asking about Bethany's daughter today. She's doing much better. Bethany Caudill's daughter is going to have a baby, and she hasn't been doing too well. She's been having some issues with digesting food and keeping things down, but here lately she's been doing a lot better, so I wanted to send a special shout out to her too in the chat room. Our call-in number today for questions is 347-237-5339. You can check out Missy's page at Into the Mystic, mystick.net. You can also message me over at Facebook, Amanda Dowell with one L, or starwaya@hotmail.com. for readings, or if you're interested in purchasing one of Bethany's CDs, that's another way to get a hold of me. So again, our call-in number is 347-237-5339. I'm going to bring Missy back. Welcome back, Missy.
Hey, Amanda. I loved it. Bethany was singing that song. You know that's my favorite.
Yeah, I know. She's really good at that one. She loved to sing it, and I thought, well, I'll bring that on to bring us back. And then we're going to end it with Proud Mary, since you love that one, too. So I'll just prep you for that, and you can listen.
I love Creek.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. All right. Our first caller is area code 305-300. You're on the line with Amanda and Missy. How are you?
Hello.
Well, good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
This is Deanna. I wasn't calling in to ask a question, just to say I wanted to find out about, you know, Bethany's daughter and how she was doing.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, she's doing just fine, and I really appreciate you asking about her, and we will just keep you on the line. Missy is another one of our good friends that we know really well, too, so in the future, if you have any questions, just let me know.
I just try to go into the mystic, but what I came up with a song by Van Morrison. Am I spelling it wrong?
You need to put a K in it.
K, M-I-S-T-I-C-K .net.
Okay, I'll try it that way because I got lots of hits, but none of them referring to Misty. Thank you so much for that.
Okay,
thank you.
All right, our next caller is area code 417-241. You're on the line with Amanda and Missy. How are you?
Well, hi, ladies. It's Marilyn, Missy.
Who is it?
It's Marilyn.
Oh, hey, Marilyn. What's up, girl? How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing a little better today. I've been sick.
We don't need that. Are you sending yourself positive energy and telling yourself you feel better and all those things?
I try, but I don't know. I got kind of scared there for a couple of days because I was having some major issues. Of course, I was thinking the C word came back, and
yeah.
I don't want that.
All right, this is the thing. You know, I just pulled the search card on you, so stop searching for it. Stop searching. Remember how we talked about this? Don't be looking for it. It's not there. Remember, if we do plant it there, then what happens when we plant it there? We plant it there, and then it grows there, correct?
Right.
So
then what's going on with me?
Huh? What's
going on with my stomach?
Yeah. What are the changes that are going on with you right now? Because you've got, like, a lot of changes going on. Are you doing something spiritually? What are you doing different? Because it's, like, an evolution time for you. You're transforming. You know, it's like you're changing a lot of things in your life. So think about that. That's a lot of emotions going on.
Right. I kind of understand that a little bit. And I know, you know, it's like our son, he's giving me a lot of stress. And, you know, of course, and I'm missing my grandkids and stuff, so.
Well, this is the thing. It's like right now you're doing this eternal dance. You know, it's constant. It's constant, constant movement. You know, are you sitting down and meditating at all? Are you connecting with yourself at all? You know, because that's part of your healing, a major part of your healing.
No, I haven't in a long time. I haven't actually since I got sick again.
Okay,
and
this
so,
is
you
the
know,
thing.
When I...
Yeah, you got to sit down and be with yourself. Do you remember, because we talked about that, when we're trying to heal, we have to be connected to ourselves first and foremost. So you don't have a lot of energy to be doling out to your son who's giving you stress or anybody else who's giving you stress. There's nothing wrong with saying, hey, I don't have it to give to you. You remember we've talked about the bank account before, remember?
Yeah.
How if people aren't depositing anything, why are you letting them withdraw stuff from you?
Right.
The bank doesn't mean that they stop cashing checks, so stop. You know, right now you don't have that energy to deplete. And there's nothing wrong with that. There's no reason for you to feel guilty or any of those things. You have to heal. And you have to keep your energy to yourself because sometimes you don't have a lot of it. Okay?
Okay.
So
yeah.
Make sure that you're not wasting it or burning it on people who are not appreciating it. Because if it's just bringing stress and they know that you're already not feeling well, how thoughtful is that as a human being? I don't care how they're related to you, but just as a human being, how thoughtful is that?
Right. Exactly.
That's
exactly.
That's the truth. Now, you got to take the equation out of it with the emotions. Now, think about how your stomach's hurting and all the emotions. Take the equation out of it. That's your son, okay? As
mm-hmm.
a human being, he should not be treating you like that. Not in this
Absolutely.
Time.
Absolutely.
So I need
right.
you to think about it like that and stick up for yourself. You are worthy of that. You know, you are worthy of having that respect. And, you know, people right now should be helping you, not hindering you in your healing. You have got
right.
to be on guard, Marilyn, and not be so giving. I know that that is your heart, you know, because I do know you. But this is the thing. You cannot continue to do that. You don't have it to give right now. I'm telling you,
right.
this is your sister. You have got to embrace the goddess within yourself and start saving her.
Okay.
You know, you
I
are
need
not
to.
Have right now. You
I
have
need
got
to save,
heal yourself.
I need to save my energy for me.
Do what?
Right? I said, I need
yeah,
to save
you,
my
you
energy
do.
For me.
Yes.
You do. It's like putting your mask on first on the airplane. You know, you put yours on first and then you put the person beside you. That's always the saying I've gotten is, well, you put yours on first, then you put on the person next to you. You know, you've got to recharge your batteries and have, you know, enough time for you. People have told you that, you know, you look great and you're healing and you're doing well. It's just you've got to save some of that for you. You can give, but as she said, if there's nothing you know, there energetically for you to take in, it's not going to help you out. It's just going to wear you down more to where you have to recharge yourself more. So it makes sense to try to keep that energy coming in for yourself because you got to really tune into yourself to heal.
Right. And, you know, you think about this, you know, just on an everyday basis. You know, if people aren't bringing to you, you know what I'm saying, if they're just coming and coming for energy, no matter who it is, you've got to stop that because, really, it should be a give and take of energy. You know, that is about healing each other as human beings and being, you know, what we're supposed to be here to do, not about coming and getting energy from someone and being a vampire. You cannot keep feeding people. You have to. If they're giving you energy, give energy back. You know what I'm saying? That you're getting a fair exchange. They're helping you actually heal you because you're getting energy that you wouldn't have that's not yours. Do you understand? It's a different type of energy, which is a different type of healing for you. So welcome those people into your life. But the people who are just taking energy from you, you may need to distance yourself. And I don't care how close they are. Sometimes you just have to say, I'm sorry. And, you know, be prepared for them to get mad because that happens. When you start handing people things back to them, they get angry and they lash out and then they try to use guilt against you. You can't play into all that, you know, because right now it's not about all that. That's all irrelevant at this point because you are in a process of healing you. And right now the most important thing is you. And I need you to think about that. And I know that it's really hard for you to put yourself before other people. But I need you to think on this level. The women are the healers in the family. And I know that you are very proud of being the woman in your family. How can you heal others if you can't heal yourself first?
Right. Right. Okay.
Okay. So you are worthy of that. You are beautiful. You are the spark of the divine. You have this power that you can do this. You just have to focus on you and not feel guilty about it or selfish.
Okay. Because that's what I feel. You know, I feel like, you know, not doing what I'm supposed to do for him, even though he's, you know, a grown man. He's 26 years old. I still feel like I need to be there, you know, wipe his nose. You know what I mean?
Why? Right, and I gotta ask you this. Okay, let me state something for you that somebody had said to me a while back, and they asked me. They said, you know, are you setting your kid up for failure by not showing them how to be self-sufficient after you're gone? You know, whether that's letting them continue to live in your house without a job, or you know, whatever it is. You know, everybody has a different scenario. And, you know, I had to really think about that. And, you know, the truth was, is, yeah, I was setting them up for failure because they are not going to know how to function without me, and I'm not always going to be here. So that's what you really need to think about, setting him up to be able to survive here when you are gone. Because if you don't do that, he's not going to know. So really, are you doing him a favor in the long run, or are you, you know, hindering him? So instead of looking at it, guilt, look at it with love. I'm setting you up to where you can survive here whenever I am not here.
Okay.
Right. You know what I mean?
I understand.
Make it a little bit easier on you. It's hard, you know. I mean, we talk about this mother stuff and this goddess stuff and this woman stuff. And, you know, I was talking with some friends the other day about, some women friends, about, you know, how we are – people want us to look like women and, you know, dress like women and be soft when they need us to be, but then the rest of the time they want you to act like a man. So it's a very confusing way to be. You need to be strong like a man, yet only soft when they need you to be soft. So, you know, what we're teaching our little girls is to be these encased people with shields around them, you know, instead of being open and nurturing and loving, because they're the society is not accepting of that, only when they need it. So that has torn a lot of the healers, if you think about it, because women are the healers. So now it's this movement of coming back to embracing the goddess of you, which is all those soft, wonderful things that women carry, that we are taught that, you know, we need to kind of hide. Don't cry at a movie. Don't, you know, don't get upset over this. Well, we naturally do that because we feel that person's pain next to us, especially if someone calls a child or they've lost their parent or they, you know, women do that. And we've been taught for so long not to embrace those things that we're walking around confused.
Right.
How to act and who to be. So, and think about a lot of cancers that are out there, the breast cancer, the ovarian cancer, all of those things. That's about not being able to embrace yourself as a true woman as well. A lot of maternal you know, problems as well. So, you know, I mean, there's other things that lead into that, but that's just one of them. So, you know, you need to think about, you've raised your children. Now it's time for you to get in contact with, who are you as a woman, as a healer, as a goddess? Who are you? And you need to kind of that out, because that's part of your healing, Marilyn. It's really part of your healing. You can sing again. Take that time for yourself. Get the white noise out, because that's exactly what all of this is. It's just a bunch of static. And it's in your way from getting where you need to be in this healing process. You're in your head, not your heart, so get in your heart.
Exactly. I am in my head. I just keep thinking and thinking and thinking and thinking. What can it be? What's going on?
You know, you create worry that way, which worry creates stuff that's not there, which stresses you out, which causes harm to your body. You know, all of these things, it's a chain reaction. So, you know, when you start thinking it, try to replace it with a positive thought, or try to replace it with a loving thought. Because really a loving thought would be much better for you, because you need to get back into your heartfelt emotions again. You know, you're up in your head, and when we get up there, we can't sort out those thoughts, because one grows into another one, and it's like it's constant crazy running around in there like a figure eight for infinity, you know, and beyond. Mm-hmm. So I need you to think about that. You got to say, stop, I'm getting back into my heart. What is good for me? What is true for me? We've talked about Byron Katie before and studying her stuff, what is true for me. So that's what you need to get back down into.
Okay.
You. So set everybody else aside except for Marilyn. You are important. You are important. So don't make Amanda and I come down there and, you know, like,
yeah, we would.
Make you love yourself. Don't make us do that.
I know you guys are going to kick my rear end if I don't straighten up real quick here.
That's right.
You know what? You're a child of God. You can look at it that way. You know, like we've had discussions on your body's a temple, what you put in it and what you feel around you is important, you know. So you're living in there. Just like you're living on earth, you're living in your body. So what you put in there is really important, and what you do outside is really important, and what you feel around you is really important. You know, that's including your family, your friends, whatever. So you got to take care of that, you know, because you're living in that. It's like you living in your house space. You take care of your house space. You got to take care of your inside space too, where your spirit's living. You know, that's important.
You wouldn't go drink a bottle of poison.
No.
Right. Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Same.
So whenever you let toxic people around you, that's what you're doing.
Yeah.
Right.
You're cracking the seal and, you know, jugging it down. I mean, it's true. Because it makes you feel like crap after you're around them. We all know that.
Right.
You know, and sometimes it takes a little while to recover from that. It depends on what kind of a stronghold that person has on you. And if it's that close to you, it's pretty strong.
Yeah.
So, you know, make sure that you are protecting yourself, you know, using stones, you know, using the white light, all those things. It's not that you have to be cruel. It's just you have to be truthful. And people confuse truth with cruelty so much, that's why the truth is never talked about. You know, it's always some less version of the truth, because for some reason we become a bunch of panty waste that can't handle it. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
People have confused the truth with you know, cruelty. And it's not cruel, it's just the truth. That's it.
Right.
So the truth is, I can't handle this right now, and you're going to have to stay away from me for a little bit because you're stressing me out and I need to heal. That's it. Bottom line, that's the truth.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's the truth.
All right. Well, as long as you two don't see anything serious with me, I am okay. I can get back into myself.
Is Marilyn, what just came up for you is goddess of creation. You know how we're talking about goddesses? Goddess of creation just came up. This is about transformation, creativity, and wholeness. So, you know, that's all about healing. So create what you want in this healing process. You know, get out of your head and your heart. What is it that Marilyn wants?
Right.
So it's going to heal you.
That I want to be healed. That's the number one thing. What I want
so
to be completely
the words
healed.
That we, do you remember the words that we use? I am healed. I am healed. I am healed. You know, whether you're drinking that cup every day telling yourself that, or whether you're for a walk every day and you're telling yourself that, but you're doing something every day that is healing to you. Remember we talked about doing that?
Yeah.
And it helps.
Yeah.
You know, we don't understand how strong our mind is and how we can heal ourselves. You know, but you're letting all this static in, and you're in your head. You've left your heart. And, you know, you heal from your heart.
Right.
So think about
that. Well, I better let you guys take another caller, because I'm probably taking up all your guys' time.
Well, it's okay. We love you.
No, you're doing fine. You know, people need to hear this, too. It's a lesson for everybody, you know, that we do need to take care of ourselves, you know. Because some of us don't. I mean, healers really are responsible. I mean, Reverend B will tell you that too, being, you know, how many years she's been, you know, on this system, doing the radio, doing her thing. You know, she's had her times of health and, you know, harm and things that have gone on with her too, and she's come out of it. And that goes with any probably radio host that's here, any guest that's on, and all the above. It's important to, you know, look after you too.
Well, you know, Marilyn, I want you to walk away with today, the words I want you to walk away with, me being your friend, I'm talking to you straight from my heart. It's okay to love yourself. You're pretty kick butt. I would say the other word, but we're on radio. So you know what I'm saying? I need you to remember that every day. It's okay to love you. I love you. Amanda loves you. So many people love you. You love you right now. You need to love you.
That's
You're pretty
right.
wonderful. You know, let your light shine, girl.
That's hard. That's hard.
Oh, is that what you said? That's hard? No. You
yeah,
can't say that.
To love myself?
Okay, so you know what? You need to start saying nice things to yourself in the mirror. Trust me. And say something that you believe, because, like, in the beginning, I had to say something that I truly didn't believe, but I did believe it in the end because it really was true. But, you know, I didn't feel those things when I first had to say it. But, like, I tell people, say something that you know. Like, I know something about you're a great friend. So say in the mirror, I'm a great friend. I'm a loyal friend. I am a compassionate person. Start saying these things to yourself every day because they are true. You're beautiful. These are things you need to say to yourself. They're true, Marilyn. You just have to believe them. Everybody else around you believes them. We all see it.
Okay.
You need to see it too. You know, because when you feel that way, think about it. You know, like Amanda said, you're a child of God. God's beautiful.
Right, right.
So treat yourself like
you got me this far.
That's right. And guess who loves you? So shouldn't you love yourself?
Yes.
That's right. So take
yes.
that step. Start saying nice things to yourself. You deserve
okay.
it.
Right.
Okay.
Well, I love you.
Love you.
Love you, too.
Thank you. Love you, Amanda.
Bye. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right, we will go to our next caller, which is area code 417-543. You're on with Amanda and Missy.
Hi.
Hi.
Guess who?
Is it Bethany?
It is.
Hi, girl. I just heard your show to many colors. Loving it. It was good.
Oh, I did too. It sounded pretty good on there.
It did. You know, I love Dolly. She's the shizzle.
You know, I've seen Dolly twice, actually, when I was about 20 years old.
Really?
And That was really cool.
Yeah, one day I think I'll meet her. I know it. I can't go through life loving her, you know, and never meeting her. So it'll happen.
Yeah, it'll happen.
It'll happen.
I got a question for you. In April, I'm thinking about going on the road and singing. And I've got two jobs that I'm thinking about letting them go to do that. And one of them I've got 9 years invested, and the other one I've got 4 years invested. And I'm debating, you know, if it's in the cards for me to do that, or am I jumping the gun? Should I wait for something coming later? And
well,
I mentioned it to my daughter, and my daughter just went off the wall and says, Mom, don't do it. You're going to lose everything you've got when you do.
Well,
and I'm thinking, I just don't know, you know. I know she knows that, you know, I could possibly, you know, it might go south on me. Or it might go north, and it might be the best thing ever happened. It's going to be one or the other. But if you don't take a chance, you'll never know. But, you know, I'm just wondering what you see.
Well, okay, I know you said in the cards, but I asked the pendulum, and, you know, it's saying go, go, go. So this is the thing. This is like a resurrection time for you. It's about you getting
mm-hmm.
back into what you truly love. It's about you living your dream that you wanted. You've already done everything that you were supposed to do. The jobs that you're talking about, let me ask you this. Are they fulfilling you? do they make you feel like you feel when you're out there doing what you're doing?
You know, they're both jobs that I wanted to do, and I feel like I've done them, you know?
So
and I am ready to move on.
Okay, then move on, because this is like war and peace within yourself.
Yeah.
I mean, you're back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. So my question to you, which is an easy question, is do you feel like that's what you want to continue doing? Because if you stay there, Bethany, that's what you're going to continue to do day in and day out.
Yeah. No, I wouldn't stay there. I know that.
This is the thing. This is going to bring color into your world. So, you know, you're going to be putting your heart and soul into this. So how could it fail? That's what I need to ask you. How could it fail?
Well, she was more concerned about, well, you know, it probably won't pay your bills and you'll end up losing your house and your car. And you know, she started going with all that, which is probably is true if I didn't make enough money and if it didn't pan out.
Bethany, listen to your law of attraction right now. Remember how, you know, we've talked about law of attraction. Listen to your law of attraction. If I didn't.
Yeah.
So what is your law of attraction words? Definitely not if I didn't. When I do that, you've just taken those words that you said and you've turned that around on your law of attraction. Do you understand what
right.
I'm saying?
I
so
understand.
Now you're seeing what she has said. So now you're already seeing that you're a failure. Before you've even started.
Well, you know, she's just not supportive, I guess, and doesn't really, I guess she doesn't have faith in me. I don't know. I have faith that it'll work out, and if it didn't, I know I could manage to find another job, you know.
Well,
but in her opinion, it's just like, oh, no, don't do it. You're going to lose it all, you know, and I love her to death, but. You know, I really wasn't expecting that answer.
Well, this is the thing, because it wasn't a very loving answer, and it wasn't a supportive answer, and it wasn't what you definitely thought she would be saying. The thing is
right.
that you want to do what you love. Every card that I have just pulled for you is about your heart and soul, what you love, all those things. Bethany, you can make this happen, but you cannot listen to other people's negative crap. And this concerns me because whenever you get out on the road, you know you're going to be having the people that talk crap, okay? So you're going to have tough skin, and you're going to have to not listen to it and believe in yourself. You know? All
right,
let's go back to Dolly Parton. You watched the Dolly Parton movie, right? With Code of Many Colors?
Yes.
You watched it?
Yes,
okay.
I did.
You remember whenever she was all believing in herself and nobody else was believing in her?
Right.
Okay, so Bethany, are you going to be little Dolly? Or are you going to be Bethany not believing in herself?
Oh, no, I've always believed in myself. I just was waiting for the opportunity to show it.
But believe now, because don't listen to what she said, because that just shook you, and I don't want that to shake you. When we talked in the spring, you were so excited about moving on and doing all this stuff. You can take one thing, even though it's somebody close to you, and see, our children get to us more than anyone, okay? What our children think or what they say, and I have no idea why it hits us so hard, but it does.
Mm-hmm.
You know? You've got to do
I think
what's
it's
right.
because it's the innocent side of yourself. Like, you know, good description that a friend of mine said is it's like a little you running around, but you have to really watch that. You know, the little you is getting to you. We've got Deanna in here in the chat room, and she's saying instead of law of attraction, it's law of absence. Faith must be greater than the fear. Your fear is greater. Your faith is yourself, and you must overshadow your fear. And Deanna is in Miami, Florida. You know, she is a very big supporter of you, and she's also loves Missy. She's absolutely enjoyed the show so far, but she wants you to know you need to have faith in yourself.
Yeah, because I totally have faith in you, Bethany. I mean, I totally do, and I know that you're going to do this. It's just you can't this is just, you know, I look at this like a universal thing for you. This is just a little kind of trip over a stone for right now, because you're going to have those obstacles that come up. So this is just about you getting that, you know, ready to where you can make those, not let them be like bumps in the road or whatever, so you can go over them smoothly. You know, this is about you believing in you and just doing it, because this is, I mean, all the cards are good. It's going to bring color into your life. It's going to bring you to your heart and soul. You know, right now you're just a little confused on it because you got all this other stuff coming in, you know.
Yeah.
People are afraid of the decisions that you're going to make. You know, but, you know, this is like a past life thing for you. So you need to follow it.
Well, you know, Missy, I am preparing. I have been preparing quite a while to do this. I actually went so far as getting another vehicle so I would have room for everything I need on the road.
I saw that. That's awesome. I'm so happy for you.
I am going that direction, and, you know, I'm pretty stubborn. I'm a Taurus.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty stubborn. When I set my mind, I'm going to do it or die trying.
Right. I love Taurus. I love you guys. You guys are passionate.
Yeah, we are.
But you're also, like, trying to shop. So
right.
Be careful.
You know, our kids can, you know, of all the people, they can get to us.
Right.
You know, but I have to stop and sort it out. And I know what my heart wants. And I know I don't want to let her down or my family down or my friends down. And the only thing is just to get out there and just go for it.
Well, how about this? If, you know, you said I don't want to let any of these people down, but how about not letting yourself down and go out and go for it? Because if you don't do it and you listen to all that other stuff, you'll sit in that, and you don't want to do that. I just pulled a card from you from the Rebel deck, the Rebel Goddess deck. It spirals of manifestation. So it's an 18, which makes a 9, and this is the year of the 9. So think about this. Get all this energy that you can use to manifest whatever you want. So make sure that what you're manifesting, you got your thoughts clear on. Have you sat down and you wrote your list? Have you, you know, gotten really specific about what you want to bring in and what time frame you want that to come in, and, you know, been structured on that?
I have been working on it mentally.
Okay, well, do that. Now, don't do it mentally. Set it. You got to put it in writing. Because when you see it in writing, or when you see it on it, I think we talked about doing a vision board. When you see that, you see it every day, so it attracts it to you. When you keep it in your mind, you have all that other stuff going on in your mind, and you're not thinking about that all the time. So you need something visual that you can see it.
Right.
To make sure you're doing it. Okay. It's going to rock and roll. You're going to like it. It's going to be great. I think you should do it. All the cards say that you should do it. You just have to create it the way that you want it. So make sure that you are saying the way that you want it, not just kind of going into it like, okay, this is great, but say, this is how I want it, and I'm not going to accept it, you know, less than that.
So everything looks great, so I just go for it.
Just go for it. Go for it.
Okay.
You can do it. I have faith.
All right. I'm
all
going.
Right. Okay.
Thanks, Missy.
Okay, Bethany, I wanted to tell you, Deanna added some things here. She wants you to know that you should feed your faith so it becomes stronger. Prepare. That's tenacious. And she also wants you to know that you can adjust your flight plan as you are flying. So she wants you to have a lot of faith in yourself.
Okay.
She has faith in you, too.
Wonderful, wonderful.
That means a lot. I have a lot of good friends and family that are supportive, you know, but it just takes that one that kind of throws you that curveball and gets your mind thinking, you know, am I really ready, or is it just them, you know, throwing a stumbling block out there?
This is what happens all the time, you know, because we – for some reason, somebody could tell you, okay, and this is just an example. Somebody could, 100 people could tell you you're beautiful. One person could tell you the most hideous hag on the planet. And who are you going to believe? You'll believe the hideous hag person. I do not know why. You will. 100 people told you, you're like, no, I'm not. I'm a hideous hag. So people are telling you how successful you are to one. Okay.
Yeah. I've had a lot of people give me good readings and tell me, you know, it's a go, you know.
Right.
But, you know, I love my family, and it's just like everybody's for me, but them. And, you know, it's hard. You got to think, okay, you know, I'm not going to please everyone, but I need to please myself.
Well, hey, Bethany, you forget, though, my family didn't support me as a reader, but yet I've been doing this show on Reverend B's. I've been doing this radio show for 5 years, and I've invited Missy on now. And I love having Missy on the show. Everybody just loves her. They're all raving in the chat room about her, too. And, you know, this is a great place to be. It's just, it's exciting. And as Deanna says, remember the song by Elvis, It's Now or Never.
It's Now or Never. Yes, it is Now or Never, because, you know, time is passing, and that's a good thing, because I think, you know, if I'm going to do it, I need to do it now, and I've done everything else that I wanted to do, so this is the main thing I've really wanted to do, so I should just go for it, and
yes.
I think I'm going to do that.
No, you don't think you're going to do it. You're going to do it.
You know you're going to do that.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to do it. I've already bought a car to haul the stuff.
That's right. You're doing it. I'm going to give you some
words. I'm going to do it.
Hey, Bethany, I'm going to give you some words, inspirational words to say that we can't say on radio, but I will catch you later with them.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, we love you, girls.
All right, love you.
All right, love
bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye. All right, thank you, Missy. It's been wonderful having you.
Thank you. I enjoyed it. I will see you next month.
Yeah. Yes,
okay.
We'll see you next month. You're coming on again in March, and I'm looking forward to it.
Yes, yes. Well, February and March. Did we set up March already?
You're going to come on March, too. Yeah. We've done February and March. I'm just excited. I'm just excited you're coming on twice. Reverend B, when she saw you today, was just so excited to, you know, have you as part of GGM, and, you know, it's amazing because she's even given Bethany the green light to, you know, go forward, and she just runs this big network here, and we all support each other. So I'm just looking forward to having you on again. It's going to be great.
Awesome. Yes. Tell Reverend B thank you, and I enjoy it. It's wonderful, and thank you for having me. Many blessings to you. Love you, girl.
All right. We'll talk soon. Right. Many blessings to you, too. You've been listening to WGGM Radio. I'm your host, Amanda Dowell, every Monday at 11 a.m. Central. Check out Missy at intothemystic.com. That's into the mystic.com. Her phone number is 314-517-5661. You can also schedule a reading on that page. You can message me on Facebook at Amanda Dowell with one L, or you can email me at starwea@hotmail.com, and we will see you next Monday at 11 a.m. Central Standard Time. Bye-bye, everybody. Oh, yeah, and we're exiting with Proud Mary by Bethany. Here we go.
Left a good job in the city, working for the man every night and day. And I never lost one minute of sleep, and wasn't about the way things might have been. We still keep on turning, proud Mary, keep on burning. Rolling, rolling, rolling. A lot of pain down in New Orleans, but I never saw the goods out of the city till I used to ride on a riverboat queen. If we keep on turning, proud Mary, keep on burning, rolling, rolling, rolling on the river. come down to the river. Bet you're gonna find some people who live. You don't have to worry, hey, you got no money. People on the river are happy to get the ship, keep on turning. Primary, keep on burning. Rolling, rolling. Here's a train a-coming, it's rolling around the bend. I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when. Well, I'm stuck in Folsom Prison, time keeps dragging on. But that train keeps rolling on down to San Antone. When I was just a baby, my mama told me, son, always be a good boy, don't ever play with guns. But I shot a man in Reno just to watch him die. When I hear the whistle blowing, I hang my head and cry. Oh, play that guitar. I bet there's rich folks eating from the fancy dining car. They're probably drinking coffee and smoking big cigars. Well, I know I had it coming. I know I can't be free. But those people keep them moving, and that's what tortures me. They freed me from this prison if the railroad train was mine. Bet I'd move it on a little farther down the line. Far from Folsom Prison, that's where I want to stay. And I'd let the lonesome whistle blow my blues away.
Trying to write a blues song. Grab a friend.
song.
Come along, sing along on this bluesy song.